Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name is Anne and I'm an alcoholic, and the question is, what lies did we tell about our drinking? The lies that I told about my drinking were mostly lies that I told to myself. And they were the sort of lies that involved comparing my drinking to other people's drinking and trying to tell myself that I wasn't as bad as them. And so I could justify my drinking. And the result of that was, of course, that I frequently changed the people that I drank with and the circumstances in which I drank. As my drinking got worse and worse and worse, it became harder to find people whose drinking was worse than mine, and the lies got more difficult to sustain. You know, I couldn't convince myself anymore. I told myself lies about the reasons that I drank. I told myself that I needed to drink because I worked in a stressful profession. I told myself I needed to drink because everybody drank. I told myself that I needed to drink because I was anxious and that alcohol was the thing that was holding me together. And I told myself that I needed to drink to go to sleep. I told myself that I needed to drink to socialise. I told myself, really, that I needed alcohol to function at all, in any way, as a normal human being. And I told myself that I drank because alcohol was a socially acceptable drug that I could use in a way that involved being dependent on it, but somehow in control. And really, that was the biggest lie of all, that somehow I was in control. Because I certainly wasn't. I was never really in control of my drinking, and the very little control that I had at the outset of my drinking career was about drinking or not drinking. Once I started drinking, I certainly couldn't stop. And the lie that I told myself with increasing desperation as my drinking went on was that one day I would be able to control my drinking. One day it would be different, and one day I would magically become the sort of drinker that I wanted to be. And I told that lie with, as I said, with increasing desperation, until I got to the doors of Alcoholics Anonymous and had to face the fact that I was never going to engage with control, that I was never going to be able to regain control. And it actually took me about 18 months around AA to get to a point where I realised that Alcoholics Anonymous was the tool that I needed to stop me picking up that first drink. And that the key to that, my recovery, was being able to work the program of steps on the wall. But that's another story. Thanks for letting me share, and I hope this is useful to somebody else.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.